as far as I understand, Eddie, who's on the line as well, and Arfan Akram, who's involved at Essex County Cricket Club, know each other quite well. And sort of through that connection and Dan Feast at Essex, we set up a little WhatsApp group to see which of the players would be interested in helping prep some meals for the NHS. And then, yeah, I think we wanted a bit of a mix of some of the senior players and also some of the junior guys to get stuck in.
And how about your cooking skills? I mean, are you a decent cook?
I do rate myself in the kitchen. I enjoy cooking, and especially during the lockdown now, it's been keeping me sane. So I didn't spend too much time in the kitchen yesterday. I was involved with packing the meals, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was good to see how hard everybody is working behind the scenes.
You know, I just wondered as well, you know, as a sometimes cook, will you have any particular things that you're looking forward to making along the way?
I've been to India a few times, so Indian cuisine is something that I don't know a lot about. So yesterday was quite interesting, trying to pick up a few tips here and there. In general, I enjoy entertaining, so anything that takes a long period of time to cook that I can sit around and have a few beers with some friends is normally what I err on the side of.
Yeah, sure. And what do you make of the work that our NHS staff are doing at the moment?
Tom Wesley put it well yesterday in an interview that he did, and it's being described in the media as a war, and the NHS staff are on the front lines, and I think a lot of credit needs to go to them. They're putting in a lot of hours while the rest of us are in isolation and in lockdown at home. They're the ones that are putting their lives at risk every day, making sure that the public are getting the health care that they need. So it's quite nice to be able to contribute in some small way through supporting Humanity Charity.
I hear that you've also been making calls to members and to fans. How's that been going?
It's been good. It's been quite nice to hear how excited the members are when you tell them who you are. And I think it's a great initiative by the club as well. We've identified the age group of 70 and above, which has obviously been flagged by the government as a sort of dangerous age group in terms of infection of the coronavirus. So we've just been ringing around, seeing how they're doing, seeing how they're coping with self-isolation. A lot of them, or all of them, can't leave their houses to go and do basic shops and stuff like that. So just finding how they're staying active and sane, and if they need a helping hand in any way, and if the club can help.
And from the older generation to the younger generation as well, we're going to be doing Dancing on the Doorstep on Thursday for the little ones to get a little bit of exercise. But I believe you called a seven-year-old on his birthday as well.
I did. The club got a message from his mom and dad saying that they had planned a cricket party a long time in advance, and he quite enjoys my style of play in terms of cricket. So I gave young Timothy a call this morning on FaceTime and wished him happy birthday, and just sort of found out what he's been up to and how he's been keeping himself busy, seeing if I could steal any ideas.
That's brilliant. And of course, you're talking of cricket. I would imagine that you're still thinking about the game. Are you getting any sort of fitness regime in at all, Simon?
So Tom Wesley actually lives up the road from me. So we've got we call it the self-distancing running club, making sure that we're far enough apart. But we normally go at around lunchtime each day to sort of open the lungs up and get some time on our feet. And then I picked up some weights from the county ground. So I've got a bit of a home gym going.
Well, Simon, it's good to chat to you. Thank you so much for your time. Keep up that fitness, and we look forward to seeing you back on the pitch very soon. I was also mentioning that we do have Idris Patel from the charity on the line as well. Good afternoon to you, Idris.
Good afternoon, all.
Now, tell me a little bit more about this charity and the kind of things that you do.
Supporting Humanity started approximately 9 months ago, so we've been working with the National Health with various different aspects of things. So mental health is a major thing that we're working with. Also burials and helping families across the board with any help that they require. We've been working with numerous people, meaning the elderly people especially, and the vulnerable people. And then approximately 6 weeks ago, I got a call from someone from the NHS, just giving me an advance notice that there's coronavirus is going to hit this country quite hard, and they may need our help. And I asked them how they need help, and they said that they're talking about a lockdown period, and if there's a lockdown, the canteens and everything's going to be locked up. So is there anything we can look at doing to help the hospitals? So I went out there and spoke to a few businesses, local businesses that we know, spoke to a few people that I know, influential people, and looked at what we could do. And from that, we came up with the idea of providing hot meals to the NHS. That was the easy part, the idea, but it was how to do it. We worked out the costing of how much it costs to make a hot meal, how many hospitals to provide it to, and how to do it. So what we've done is we've used local businesses to help bring the cost down of providing the meal to the NHS, and we've brought it down to £1 per tub. And now what we're doing is today we've gone out with 1,800 meals. All the meals have gone up to hospitals and vulnerable people over the age of 65 who have got disability or mental or any stroke issues. So we've done home-to-home deliveries of 222 houses, which is 400 meals, and the rest of the stuff has gone out to the NHS.
And how long do you reckon you're going to be doing this for?
Initially, it was a 30-day plan during the lockdown period. That's how we initially started. And now, every day, we're getting more and more calls from more hospitals, more doctors. I've had really good calls and really, really good messages from doctors, surgeons, and people from the NHS ringing us up, thanking us, showing great appreciation of what they're getting. A majority of our meals are provided to the ICU / ITU department, which is the staff that are doing 12 to 14 hours or more in a day. So what they're saying is that we're doing these long shifts and these hot meals are getting them through their shifts. So they're really, really grateful. We're looking to extend it for another 10 to 20 days and make it a 50-day plan. But as long as the fundings keep coming, then we can continue the project.
Wonderful. And if people want to get involved, does the charity need any more help at all?
So volunteer-wise, absolutely brilliant that the Essex guys have come out. They've done great day helping us pack and prepare the food for the hospital. We've also got another initiative with Essex, which we're hoping to do this week, where we're going to add to various hospitals in Essex. I think three in particular, where we're going to provide hot meals. The Essex guys are going to come out. We're also going to get the Essex van out. We're going to provide 300 meals, I believe, and Steve and the other guys are definitely going to get out there on the road, meeting the doctors, providing them the hot meals. We never say no to anything, whether it be a little help of helping us pack food, whether it be just a little donation or anything, because we're doing various things across. So the hot meals is just one of the things we're doing. We're also helping families who have got people who are passing away or going through bereavement stages. So we're also trying to be on the phone, ringing around, talking to people, making sure they're okay. Various things that we're doing across the board with supporting humanity.